Imagine receiving a poor grade on an important test. Do you think, I'm just not smart enough? Or, I need a better study strategy? Your answer reveals your mindset. Carol Dweck's groundbreaking research identifies two fundamental mindsets that shape our lives, fixed and growth. Those with fixed mindsets believe qualities like intelligence and talent are static traits. You either have them or you don't. Those with growth mindsets see these same qualities as malleable, developed through dedication and hard work. This distinction isn't just academic. It creates entirely different psychological worlds. Fixed mindset individuals live in a world where every challenge risks revealing their inadequacies. Growth mindset individuals inhabit a world where challenges represent opportunities to improve. This fundamental difference affects everything from academic achievement to personal relationships to professional success. The exciting revelation? Mindsets themselves can change, opening new possibilities for anyone willing to embrace the journey of growth. We love stories of naturals. The athlete who never practices but dominates the game. The student who aces exams without studying. These myths reinforce fixed mindset thinking, but rarely reflect reality. Michael Jordan was famously cut from his high school basketball team. Rather than accepting this as proof of limited talent, he used it as motivation, developing a legendary work ethic. Whenever I was working out and got tired, Jordan said, I'd close my eyes and see that list in the locker room without my name on it. Similarly, Mozart's natural genius actually resulted from starting musical training at age 3 and practicing intensively for 15 years before producing his masterpieces. Even Einstein, often portrayed as having magical abilities, developed his theories through years of focused work and numerous failed attempts. How we interpret failure dramatically shapes our development. Fixed mindset individuals see failure as evidence of permanent limitations, a devastating judgment of their worth. Growth mindset individuals see the same failure as valuable feedback, painful but instructive information about what needs improvement. When college students faced academic setbacks, those with fixed mindsets blamed their intelligence, lost motivation, and avoided challenges. Those with growth mindsets increased effort, changed strategies, and sought help. This pattern appears across domains. Consider tennis champion John McEnroe, who blamed losses on everything from lighting to officials, versus basketball legend Michael Jordan, who used each defeat to identify weaknesses in his game. Which approach leads to greater long-term development? The evidence is clear. Embracing failure as feedback, though emotionally challenging, creates pathways to mastery that remain closed to those who interpret failure as judgment. The classroom provides the perfect laboratory for observing mindsets in action. Students with fixed mindsets prioritize looking smart over learning. They avoid challenges, give up easily when facing obstacles, see effort as fruitless, ignore useful criticism, and feel threatened by others' success. Students with growth mindsets embrace challenges as opportunities to develop, persist through difficulties, view effort as the path to mastery, learn from criticism, and find inspiration in others' achievements. These differences produce measurable results. When students transition to junior high, a period often marked by academic difficulties, only those with fixed mindsets show declining grades. Even more remarkably, teaching students that intelligence can be developed improves motivation, study habits, and academic performance. This intervention proves especially powerful for struggling students and those facing negative stereotypes, suggesting mindset education could help close achievement gaps. What if our educational system focused less on identifying talent and more on developing it through growth mindset principles? The contrast between fixed and growth mindsets dramatically shapes organizational outcomes. Consider Enron's spectacular collapse, a cautionary tale of the talent mindset gone wrong. The company obsessively hired and promoted the smartest people, while creating a culture where appearing brilliant mattered more than delivering results. When challenges arose, preserving the appearance of intelligence took precedence over solving problems, eventually leading to fraud and bankruptcy. Contrast this with companies led by growth-minded executives who focus on continuous improvement, Jack Welch transformed General Electric by insisting on honest feedback and creating systems where employees at all levels contributed insights. Rather than positioning himself as the infallible genius, Welch emphasized that everyone needed to develop. Lou Gerstner similarly revitalized IBM by dismantling elitist practices and focusing on collaboration rather than internal competition. Research confirms these examples. Management teams with growth mindsets collaborate more effectively, learn from mistakes, and ultimately make better decisions than teams trapped in fixed mindset thinking. Our mindsets profoundly influence how we build and maintain relationships. Those with fixed mindsets often believe that compatibility is simply there or not. You either click with someone or you don't. This perspective leads to the troubling conclusion that if a relationship requires work, it wasn't meant to be. They expect partners to read their minds without communication and view conflicts as evidence of fundamental incompatibility rather than normal challenges to navigate together. When problems arise, they blame partners rather than seeking shared solutions. Growth mindsets foster dramatically different relationship dynamics. Laura and James approached their differences with curiosity rather than judgment. When facing the challenge of a job opportunity in another city, they viewed it as a chance to develop new ways of supporting each other rather than an insurmountable obstacle. The growth mindset also transforms responses to rejection and heartbreak. While still feeling pain, growth-minded individuals can view breakups as opportunities to learn about themselves and their needs, enabling them to move forward rather than becoming trapped in bitterness or self-recrimination. The journey from fixed to growth mindset begins with awareness, recognizing when fixed mindset thinking arises. Certain triggers reliably activate these thoughts: facing challenges, experiencing criticism, encountering others who outperform us. Simply noticing these patterns creates space for change. Try giving your fixed mindset a name, creating distance between this perspective and your broader identity. When facing challenges, deliberately reframe situations. I'm not good at this yet, rather than I'm not good at this. Instead of I failed, think I learned what doesn't work. Create specific implementation plans. When I receive feedback on my presentation Thursday, I'll take notes on suggestions and schedule time Friday to revise my approach. Surround yourself with growth-oriented people and environments that value learning and improvement over perfect performance. Remember that mindset development isn't linear. Most people maintain elements of both mindsets, with fixed thinking emerging particularly during stress. The goal isn't eliminating fixed mindset thoughts entirely, but recognizing them when they appear and choosing more growth-oriented responses. With practice, this perspective becomes more automatic, opening rich possibilities for development, achievement, and fulfillment across all domains of life.